The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Mid-year sale on now, in-store and online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London. The big story here, because Boris has had a brawl with his girlfriend, which has been reported to the police. How's that going to affect his candidature, Adam?
Now, that's the question, isn't it? I mean, who hasn't had the occasional noisy domestic? And it does look like it was screaming and banging of doors rather than anything specifically physical. But, of course, timing is everything. To do it while you're running to become Conservative Party leader and therefore Prime Minister is a bit of a thing.
Well, a person who recorded it was a neighbour who I understand is an opponent of Boris's politics and is a Remain person, so got the old tape recorder and tried to record some of this stuff.
Yes, he said he didn't do it for political reasons. He did it out of concern for the girlfriend, Carrie Simon's safety. And indeed, police visited, no charges, no arrests. And the only thing is, since then, Boris Johnson could have buried this by saying, yeah, I had an argument with a girlfriend, it got a bit noisy, spoke to the neighbour, it's all fine now. He hasn't done that.
No.
He's decided he won't answer questions about his personal life, and you can also understand that argument, but the trouble with that is it then fuels all the extra things going round and round and round.
Okay. The false alarm, hijack false alarm.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe another mountain out of a molehill, but see what you think. A young woman was basically a complete pain in the proverbial going on a holiday flight from the UK to Turkey. As cabin crew put it, she was being extremely disruptive. It may be that she'd punched someone in the due course. Anyway, at this point, she needed restraining this woman. She was out of control. At which point, a hijack scenario was triggered. Two RAF Typhoon jets were scrambled, escorted the plane back to Stansted Airport, which is the sort of hijack landing area. Presumably, if things had gone pear-shaped, they'd have shot it down. But I have to what is the point of that? Would fighter jets really shoot down 300 people on board a passenger plane?
Absolutely.
Because somebody had got drunk and disorderly?
Absolutely.
It's a very odd overreaction, I think.
Good on you. Well told, too, Adam. Adam Gilchrist. Good on you, Adam. Talk to you tomorrow in London.